This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 11. A wedding toast. Revelation 19, verse 9. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Many biblical psalms are about the King of Israel. Take Psalm 45. It was written for a king's wedding, probably by the master of ceremonies. He invites everyone to raise a glass. Then he begins with compliments like these. My king, you are the most excellent of men. You are mighty and victorious, a conqueror of nations. And your lips, even your lips, I hope the bride is listening. Your lips have been anointed with grace. Wow. The king is quite the catch. But then the MC goes too far. Still singing the king's praises, he says, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. Do you hear that? He calls the king God. That can't be right. Whatever the literal words say, they have to mean something else, right? There's no way that the king is God. Well, hold on. Suppose Psalm 45 is about Jesus. He is the king of Israel, after all. And suppose Jesus fills that psalm with new meaning. He is God, after all. And suppose Jesus has a wedding of his own. He is the Lamb of God, after all. And at his wedding supper, it will make perfect sense for the MC to raise a glass and say to him, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. After all, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.